I'm here with Yerina Rock. Yerina is from Nicaragua. And Yerina, thank you for joining us. And please introduce yourself and your organization.
Hi, thank you so much for letting me speak. I work with Puntos de Encuentro, which is a feminist Nicaraguan organization. We've been around since the beginning of the 90s, and we've been doing all sorts of things to promote the rights of women, but we've been working especially with media, trying to reach mass audiences, reaching those people who are not necessarily convinced feminists, who don't see themselves as feminists, but trying to put the issues out there, you know, in a kind of entertaining way so that they can start looking at their lives in a different way, you know, start asking themselves new questions, which perhaps they hadn't thought about before. And the other area we work in is basically being part of movements and movement building. So one big thing, for example, which we've been doing is to do leadership trainings with young people in Nicaragua and in the Central American region. So yeah, that's kind of a small taster of what we do.
And tell us about the new projects of Punto de Encuentro.
Well, at the moment, the project I'm working on is we're creating a soap opera. We already managed to get one together in the beginning of from 2001 onwards. We showed something called Sexto Sentido, which was shown in Nicaragua, in the region, and also came onto a Latino channel in the States, and which was very popular. Now we want to try and make something that's even bigger and better, and above all, we want to try and involve other feminist organizations more closely. I mean, we did work with other organizations when making Sexto Sentido, but now we want to try and work towards, we haven't quite figured out exactly how to do it yet, but at least work towards making it into a platform for the various women's movements in the region. So this is also partly an invitation to everyone who wants to get involved, you know, please do get in touch with us. To give you a small... Yes. well, if you want to get involved, our website is www.puntos.org.ni, and there you have contact details, so please do get in touch. To give you a small taster of what we'll be dealing with in the new series, it's called Here's Eve. Our main character is a single mom called Eve. She's just turned 30, and she's a kind of force of nature. She's like really questioning, you know, she doesn't necessarily call herself a feminist. It's kind of an instinctive thing, you know, she's very questioning of social norms, and so she's going to be kind of the main character, and she's basically returning to her natal town, which is Granada in Nicaragua, where the rest of her family lives, her brother, her mom, and they, you know, they've had a kind of regular life, and she's really coming to shake things up. Another character we'll be having is a priest. So we really want to deal with this whole fundamentalism issue, which we feel very strongly in Nicaragua particularly. And this priest, he starts off being very conservative, and we're going to put him in loads of really difficult positions. So he really has to start questioning his ideas. So at the very end of the first season, we hope that he's going to be trying to see that there's a difference between following God and following the church hierarchy. So we really want to get people thinking there in that one, you know, not questioning faith in itself, but rather the Catholic hierarchy and the way religious beliefs are being used to legitimate basically pulling back women's rights. We're also going to have a trans character. It's an adolescent who's going to be 15 years old. He's not quite aware of what his sexual identity is. But in Sexto Sentido, we had, you know, we had a kind of male adult gay character, and he was kind of, you know, very self-affirmed and everything. We also had a lesbian character and a trans adult character. But what we really felt we didn't get to was the whole process of, you know, coming to terms with who you are and, you know, coming out to your family. I mean, we're going to get to know this guy in the middle of the family, and that whole difficult process, which, you know, is just so hard for all of us, you know, being in our teenage years and, you know, dealing with hormones and looks and spots, and at top of that, you know, dealing with what your sexual orientation is. So we're going to be meeting him, Tito. So yeah, that's a kind of small taster of some of the issues and the characters we'll be dealing with.
Okay, I'm looking forward to see this new Sao opera. Thank you very much for joining us.